Welcome to Good News in the Morning, a program of words and music, bringing a Christian message of hope and encouragement to those who are looking for an intelligent, meaningful, and spirited approach to faith and to life. Yeah, yeah.
Good News in the Morning is sponsored by Good News Christian Ministries and has been broadcast weekly since 1999. Do visit our website, gncm.ca. Here, you will find podcasts of the programs and introductions to the Ottawa pastors who deliver the good news to growing numbers of listeners worldwide. They appreciate and need your regular prayers. Our heartfelt thanks to all those who support us financially. And now, here is today's presentation.
Good morning. I'm your host today, Brian Wilkie of St. Andrew's Christian Church in Rockland. As we begin today, my prayer is that the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ would encourage and strengthen you today. And as we begin this program, I note from my schedule that we've broadcast over 300 programs now since the four hosts began to share the responsibilities of Good News in the Morning. And this is the first program that I've recorded since the death of our founder, Dr. Alan Churchill. And as we go forward in the time to come, I want to express my gratitude to Alan for the leadership that he showed in this program and in my life as he was my senior minister for several years and taught me so much about faith and life. Today we're going to focus on the basic understanding of what it means to follow Jesus. And this is something that is fundamental to our faith, fundamental to our life. And I'd like to share with you a scripture which addresses this in such a pointed way as Jesus prepares his disciples for his departure as he heads to the cross to die for our sins and to be raised to eternal life. And after a time to ascend to the Father in heaven to lead us from there. So these are the words that Jesus speaks to the disciples in John chapter 14, verses 5 to 21. Thomas said to him, "Lord, we don't know where you are going, so how can we know the way?" Jesus answered, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you really knew me, you would know my Father as well. From now on, you do know him and have seen him." Philip said, "Lord, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us." Jesus answered, "Don't you know me, Philip, even after I've been among you such a long time? Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Don't you believe that I am in the Father and that the Father is in me? The words I say to you are not just my own. Rather, it is the Father living in me who is doing his work. Believe me when I say that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, or at least believe on the evidence of the miracles themselves. I tell you the truth, anyone who has faith in me will do what I have been doing. He will do even greater things than these because I am going to the Father, and I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Son may bring glory to the Father. You may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it. If you love me, you will obey what I command, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another counselor to be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth. The world cannot accept him because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. Before long, the world will not see me anymore, but you will see me. Because I live, you also will live. On that day, you will realize that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I am in you. Whoever has my commands and obeys them, he is the one who loves me. He who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love him and show myself to him. Jesus packs a lot into these words that he's speaking on the last night of his earthly ministry. And we'll take a look at what that means and unpack that teaching of Jesus in a few moments. But first, I'd like you to hear a song based on the theme of following the guidance of God, Lead On, O King Eternal. And this version of the hymn is sung by GLAAD from their album A Cappella Hymns. Won't you listen to it with me? As we pursue the issue of discipleship, we're looking at Jesus' words in John chapter 14, and it begins with a very important clarification, which comes through questions that the disciples ask Jesus. Because he's just told them he's going away and that they should follow the way that leads to him. And Thomas has a very practical question. Lord, we don't know where you are going, so how can we know the way? And Jesus answers with these famous words, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you really knew me, you would know my Father as well. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. Jesus is answering the question when Thomas is wondering, how does he do the right things? What is the way he needs to follow? And Jesus clarifies that the discipleship is not primarily following instructions. It's following a person. Jesus is the way. To follow Jesus is not simply to follow a number of commandments and to apply some principles in general and find practical applications for them. Following Jesus means it being in a relationship with him, following after his footsteps. We all know the difference between following instructions and following a person. If we're going down a journey and somebody knows the route, whether they're walking ahead of us or driving ahead of us, we know what it is to follow them. It's a practical process of just keeping them in sight and going the way that they go. We step in their footsteps. We follow where they walk. It's very straightforward to follow a person when you can see them. Likewise, following instructions can be very straightforward. Whether it's a recipe or the Ten Commandments or some other assembly instructions for some furniture you bought, you know how to follow instructions. You know how to take step one and step two and step three. But following Jesus combines these two types of following into one, because we do have instructions from Jesus. We do have principles to follow. We have commands and encouragement and invitation. We are told how we can live to please God. And yet, Jesus' command to follow him goes beyond instructions. It goes into that idea of having him in front of us and going where he goes. He himself is someone who is following his Father as he lives his earthly life. He tells his disciples repeatedly, "I don't do anything on my own. I do only what I see my Father doing." Has Jesus seen it in Scripture, what his Father is doing? For sure. We see that Jesus has been a student of Scripture so that he knows the prophecies that concern his own life. He understands the commands of God and understands them more than just superficially, but right to the heart. And he has been in a relationship where day by day he takes time apart and spends time drawing near to his Father so he can know what his Father's doing and follow after him. Do you not think that Jesus, when he tells us to follow him, is calling us to the same kind of life, to follow these instructions, but also follow the person, to hearken to the word of God, but also spend time in prayer drawing near to the person of God, and knowing him and following him closely? This is precisely what Jesus tells his disciples to do. One of the key things we need to understand as we're following Jesus is that we are truly serving the Lord. We're not serving ourselves. I'll go into this in my next program a bit more, but following Jesus is not following instructions that are intended to help you to accomplish your goals and your aims for your life. Following Jesus is a recognition that your life belongs to the Lord, that your days and your moments are His to command, that the goals that you can and must pursue in life are more important than the goals you might set for yourself, that following Jesus means serving Him, serving His purposes, not following His commands simply to accomplish your own ends and goals. And so Jesus is able to tell His disciples one of the great gifts that is given to us for following Jesus, when he says that, "I will ask the Father and he will give you another counselor to be with you forever." A leader, a advisor, a guide, a help along the way. This is the Spirit of Truth, or the Holy Spirit. And he says that this Holy Spirit comes to those who accept Jesus, because it is a Spirit sent by Jesus and for Jesus' sake. And the Holy Spirit will live with us and will be in us. Jesus promises he's not leaving us alone, that his promise is an everlasting one, a counselor that will be with us forever. And he is not leaving us as orphans. He's not leaving us to do this all on our own. The presence of the Holy Spirit in this promise of Jesus, in this word of Scripture, is not merely guidance, but also power. He speaks about those who will follow him and show their love for him in obedience. But he also says that we who have faith in him will do what he has been doing and do even greater things than these because he is sending the Holy Spirit. He's going to the Father and sending the Holy Spirit. That following Jesus is not something we do entirely in our own strength. We are called to love God with all our strength as well as with all our heart, mind, and soul. But it's not dependent on our strength to accomplish these things. For God sends his own power, his own gifts, his own miracles to help us along the way. Jesus is able to say confidently, if you have put your faith in me, if you are following me, if you're letting me live in you and letting the Holy Spirit guide and direct you, then you can ask anything in my name and I will do it. This is both a bold promise of Jesus, telling the disciples that anything they need to accomplish God's will be given to them. But it's also a promise that is wrapped in a number of conditions. It says that those who love him will obey his commands. So that those who are pursuing Jesus are not pursuing their own goals, not asking for selfish gifts, and even submitting their requests to God with the faith that God will do good rather than God will do what I tell him to do. It sounds like a very open promise when he says, anything you ask in my name will be done for you. But what does it mean to ask in Jesus' name? It's to know the one of whom you are asking and to submit to and serve the one for whom you are living your life. And so what a Christian will ask from God as a person pursuing God in holiness and grace and love will be asking the very things that he or she has discerned from God through the reading of Scripture and through the leading of the Holy Spirit, to discern from God what it is that God wants to accomplish and to ask for those things and know for a certainty that God will provide what is needed to accomplish what God intends to do. We have this great gift given to us in God's promise of a presence with us as we follow him. We're going to look at that even more fully in a few moments, but let's listen to this song, which again expresses the goodness of God's grace in guiding us, where the Winchester singer, George Beverly Shea, and this goes back a few years, sings, "He Leadeth Me," from his album, I'd Rather Have Jesus. Let's listen to that together.
His faithful follower I would be, for by his hand he leadeth me.
He leadeth me, O blessed thought, O words with heavenly comfort fraught. Whate'er I do, where'er I be, still 'tis God's hand that leadeth me. Mid scenes of deepest gloom, sometimes where Eden's bowers bloom, by water still or troubled sea, still 'tis his hand that leadeth me.
He leadeth me.
we can be confident that as we commit ourselves to Christ, as we decide to follow him, that we will not merely be following instructions, but we will be having direction and guidance from God through his word and through his Holy Spirit. And as we embark on that, I just think it's appropriate that we should spend some time asking God for his guidance and turn to God in prayer. So let's do that now. Almighty Father, we give you thanks and praise that you have given us your word and your Holy Spirit, that the living Jesus is with us, that he will be with us even to the end of the age. And we pray that you will grant us the guidance we need and the will to follow through and obey your commands, that our love would be complete and that we would do all that you would have us do for the glory of your Son, who does all this to glorify your name, Father. We ask this in his name. Amen. Now, as we conclude our ministry today, let's listen to one more song. This from an Ottawa singer, or an Ottawa-born singer, Jody Cross, who used to lead worship at Sunnyside Wesleyan Church and now leads worship in Central Ontario. This is from his album Forward to Forever, and it's called Lead Me, Lord.
Thank you for tuning in. If you have been blessed and encouraged, do tell your friends about this program. Feel free to send in questions and comments via the website. And be sure to share your good news if you have come to faith through listening. But the program on its own is not enough. Don't forget to join other Christians in worship in a church where the gospel is soundly proclaimed and where it is lived out with compassion, integrity, and resolve. We so appreciate the donations which we depend on to keep us on the air week by week. We invite individuals, companies to donate any amount, anytime, or to sponsor our programs on an annual basis. Please donate via our website or make a check out to Good News Christian Ministries and send it to 96 Pheasant Run Drive, Ottawa, Ontario, K2J2R5, Canada. Be part of the movement that is affecting lives worldwide. May you come to know Jesus Christ personally and profoundly. May the Holy Spirit reside deeply within your heart, and may you feel our Heavenly Father surrounding you with His constant, abiding, accompanying love.
Good News in the Morning is produced in the studios of News Talk Radio 580 CFRA.